Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Our Worry and God's Unblemished Faithfulness. Psalm 9:1, quote, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds, end quote. I roll over in bed and check the clock for the 50th time. My alarm will go off in a few hours, but fearful anticipation about tomorrow keeps my mind alert and my heart racing. I close my eyes and try to force myself to sleep, but I keep dwelling on all the difficult scenarios tomorrow will bring. Sometimes it's hard to predict if a bad day is coming. Other days, I'm certain of it. Living in a fallen world will often bring about difficulty, and there are no quick fixes. However, I've noticed that my anxiety thrives in the nutrient-rich soil of ungratefulness. Watered by forgetfulness of God's past deeds, these stems of worry produce fruits of fear and doubt. One way to battle such anxiety is prescribed in Psalm 9. David declares that he will recount all the wonderful deeds of our Lord. Remembering God's unblemished record of faithfulness in our life encourages our weary soul. While tomorrow's situation may be unique, we know that God has worked through each and every situation in our past and has brought us through it all. I may not know how He's going to work tomorrow, but I know He will because He's proven Himself time and time again. This doesn't mean that He'll work in the same way He did before, nor does it mean that He'll always work the way we want Him to. No, the will of God is mysterious to our finite minds. When the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army, God split the sea. I know when I'm trapped in a difficult situation, He promises to be with me and that He'll work for His glory and my good. He may not split the sea for me, but He may use me to overcome the Egyptians. Or, if it is His will, I may die fighting. Whatever the outcome tomorrow's difficulties may bring, I continue to trust that the Lord is with me through it all. Instead of allowing the fear and worry to overcome me, I will recount all the ways He has worked in the past. I'll fight to remember the promise of His presence and lean on His continued faithfulness. Doing so doesn't magically make everything better, but it often stirs my heart to worship and encourages my faith in the One who has never let me down before. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.